This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. The story of the Cleveland kidnappings captured our attention this week. Many of the details disgusted us when we heard more and more of them. There was one in particular that turned my stomach, and it had nothing to do with Ariel Castro or the three women who were rescued earlier this week, but about an incident from 2004 when a so-called psychic by the name of Sylvia Brown appeared on the Montel Williams show, where she had been a regular, and a woman from the audience by the name of Luana Miller asked if Sylvia knew what had happened to her daughter. Luana Miller was the distraught mother of Amanda Berry, who at the time had been missing for a year, and Sylvia Brown instantly told her, "She's not alive, honey. Your daughter's not the kind who wouldn't call." She told this woman her daughter was dead when she knew nothing about the facts of the case. Not an isolated incident for Sylvia Brown, who had done the same thing with the parents of Sean Hornbeck a year earlier. Sean Hornbeck, of course, turned up alive in the apartment of his kidnapper, Michael Devlin, in Kirkwood, Missouri, several years ago. James Randi, who is one of my personal heroes, has been railing against Sylvia Brown for a long, long time as our nation's most prominent skeptic, so I've asked him to join me to talk about this today. Randi, welcome to America Weekend.
Well, hello, Paul. It's been a long time since I've heard your voice or seen you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you again. This is just part of a pattern for Sylvia Brown, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Sylvia, I've been after Sylvia for the last 20 years, literally 20 years, Paul. Over all that time, I have been pointing out where she has failed. I remember that a prominent skeptic magazine some years ago came out with 115 of the victories that she claimed where she helped police to solve cases. And every last one of them, every single one, Paul, she was wrong, and yet she sells these things as if she was right on the money. This is just so preposterous that people can still believe that Sylvia Brown has any powers other than smoking cigarettes.
She said in an official statement issued this week, I don't know if she wrote this or someone wrote it for her, but it said, quote, "For more than 50 years as a spiritual psychic and guide, when called upon to either help authorities with missing person cases or to help families with questions about their loved ones, I have been more right than wrong. If ever there was a time to be grateful and relieved for being mistaken, this is that time. Only God is right all the time. My heart goes out to Amanda Berry, her family, the other victims and their families. I wish you a peaceful recovery." When she says I've been more right than wrong, we can't find any times that she's been right, can we?
Well, there's an expression that Penn and Teller came out with some time ago. It starts with B and ends with it. That's what Sylvia Brown is preaching in that case. Believe me, Paul, she has been wrong down through all these years, and yet she still attracts attention. Of course, the media is to blame for this, largely speaking. Look at Montel Williams, who just gave up all of his dignity as an integrity and such to support Sylvia Brown through all of her fiascos that she's conducted over the last 20 years.
You know, I consider Montel to be part of this evil in that he was the enabler by giving her this platform, even when there were times when she was on his show and people in the audience would say, "No, Sylvia, you're wrong about my father. He didn't die young, or my mother didn't die of a heart problem," or whatever it was. He always defended her and kept bringing her back, didn't he?
Well, I have a letter on my wall here. I've framed it, as a matter of fact, because it's a special letter. I got this one from Johnny Carson back on the 8th of September 2002, and he says, "Dear James, after watching John Edward on Larry King last night, I was reminded of Bacon's admonition, 'A credulous man is a deceiver.' On the gullibility scale, Larry is second only to Montel Williams. I hope the enclosed will help to educate them both." And that enclosed was a check for, well, a considerable amount of money to help support the foundation. But Carson was on to them. Everybody in the trade was on to Montel Williams and Sylvia Brown.
Now, here's part of the story that distresses me even more, Randi. Amanda Berry's cousin, Sherry Cole, says that she has reached out to Sylvia Brown to offer love and support. She said in a statement this week, "Our family in no way blames Sylvia. This doesn't change anything. We still love her and believe in her." What's your reaction to that?
It's so incredible. When I read that just the other day, I couldn't believe that anyone with Amanda's family, the Berry family in general, that that anybody could support Sylvia Brown after this awful gaffe. And, you know, there have been dozens of cases where Sylvia has done exactly the same thing with children from all over the world that she said are dead or they're alive, one or the other, and she's been wrong in so many cases. And she causes grief, she causes sorrow to these people, she rocks them right in their tracks. It's incredible that she has any credibility at all.
Yeah. The thing that disgusts me most about her is that she's, you know, if you go see Penn and Teller or Lance Burton or Matt King or other magicians, or even when you were performing as a magician, you would come out on stage and people knew we're going to be deceived. This man is going to lie to us and we're going to enjoy it. Because that was what the compact was between you as a performer and the audience. In the case of Sylvia Brown and other people who use an audience differently, they are, in many cases, taking people who are at their emotionally most vulnerable and sticking the knife in and twisting it without telling them that it's deception.
Yes, vulnerable is the word that you used, Paul, and that's absolutely correct. She goes after vulnerable people and gullible people at the same time. But the other thing that I got to make clear here, and I think we should pay attention to this, when I work in universities and places of higher learning all over the world as a lecturer, I never claim any expertise in science, but I lecture all over the world. Just came back from India and Australia, as a matter of fact, for that very purpose. I get to talk to the academics, and sometimes they'll come to me after the lecture and they'll say, people who believe in these things, Mr. Randy, they must be really stupid. In that case, Paul, I take them, for example, to a library or a bookshelf, and I say, take a book off the shelf, turn to any page, stand over there by the window, and I do a mentalism stunt, one of many that are possible that way, and I will reveal to them a word that only they saw in that book. And they look a little bit slack-jawed, and then I ask them the important question, are you stupid too? Because they need to know that it's not stupid people that fall for the psychics, it's uninformed people. And the purpose of the James Randi Educational Foundation has been, for all these years now, to acquaint people with the fact that they can be fooled, and they will be fooled if they're not very careful.
Well, what I hope in this mistake this week is that Sylvia Brown will be exposed enough that venues will stop booking her for $70,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is she makes, and the TV outlets will stop booking her as a psychic who can talk to the dead. By the way, we can all talk to the dead. It's when the dead talks to you that it's a story. It's like talking to a lamp. If the lamp talks back, that's the story. But I wish that media outlets would expose her in this way in larger numbers, and I really wish those venues would stop booking her.
Well, Shakespeare had it down many, many years ago. As you know, I didn't know. I'm old, but I'm not quite that old. I didn't know him personally. But he said in, I think, Henry the something or other, one of the Henry plays anyway, he has Glendower saying, why, I too can speak to the dead, but when I speak to them, will they answer? And that is the question.
I should get a plug in here for the Amazing Meeting, which is an annual meeting of skeptics, the largest one in North America, that is put on by the James Randi Educational Foundation. I will be attending again this year. Randi will be there. Penn and Teller will be there. Many other prominent people from the skeptical community will be there. It'll be at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, a nice big venue. And it is important to be big because I remember we were only getting a couple of hundred people for TAM 2. And I don't even know what year this is, but we're probably going to get, what, more than 1,000 this year, Randi?
Oh, yes. We got 1,264 or something last time. So we've got to build our own casino now, Paul.
I've always loved the fact that skeptics are meeting in casinos, and I've seen them walk out of our meeting and go down there and put their money down on a roulette wheel.
Oh, not very often. Now, you see, Las Vegas suffers from the lack of common sense by not knowing that skeptics are usually mathematically inclined. They understand mathematics. You don't find many of our people, oh, they'll go down and they'll put $20 down. But I don't think the casinos makes much from them in that particular respect.
Well, maybe not, but I think the same thing applies that you mentioned before. Smart people can be fooled too. Randy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you very much, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. James Randi. Go to Randi, RANDI.org to find out more about the James Randi Educational Foundation and more about the evil that is Sylvia Brown, who I hope once and for all is done. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.